Timothy Cole died in a Texas prison an innocent man. The former pre-law student at Texas Tech was railroaded by local police and prosecutors who had tunnel vision in a rape case. The entire case is disgusting from beginning to end. Prosecutors are just as much to blame as police investigators in the case of Tim Cole. A few years ago, Governor Rick Perry issued the first posthumous pardon in Texas history. It took a tremendous amount of legal and legislative work to have the Tim Cole injustice recognized by the state. Today, a powerful bronze sculpture by world-renowned sculptor Eddie Dixon will be unveiled in Lubbock. It was my sponsor, Kevin Glasheen, who paid the bill, and Eddie, our good friend, who composed the work, which includes the American maxim, justice for all. Sadly, but not surprisingly, in an election year, the Lubbock unveiling has become somewhat of a political circus with a passel of statewide political candidates glomming onto the event. I've no problem with the governor being the main speaker, as he issued the first posthumous pardon in Texas history. I've no problem with the attorney general being there, as he was involved too. But all the other candidates coming, Wendy Davis and Republicans too, should stand in the back without introduction. The memorial is important, especially if it reminds all for decades of the importance of the presumption of innocence, the necessity of proper investigating and policing, and that justice is the role of prosecutors, not just getting a conviction. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.